Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And today, on Remembrance Day, November the 11th, as we think about those who have fought for their country in wars, we're also remembering those who stayed at home and kept the country fed. They were the girls known as the Land Army, who worked on the land during World War II. Here's Mona McLeod, who we spoke to back in March. She actually did just that, working on a farm down in Galloway.
You knew what you were doing was worthwhile. And a lot of people think the Land Army was great at having a jolly time rearing in the hay. And obviously, the girls who worked in gangs had a very different experience from those of us who worked as individuals on farms. They had a lot of fun together, but rather dreary work. If you were on your own in a farm, you had far more varied work. I worked with horses, with sheep, with cattle. I used to fodder the beasts. What I didn't love was things like hoeing turnips, which I hated, spreading lime. But on the whole, it was in its own way very rewarding. But socially, you were terribly isolated.
And of course, the work of those land girls absolutely vital to keeping the country fed back in World War II. But now, coming right up to date, the health and safety record on farms is standing at an all-time low. The Health and Safety Executive figures show that farming has the worst record of all industries for accidents. Here's Sarah Anderson from NFU Scotland.
The Scottish Affairs Committee in the House of Commons is doing some work on this at the moment, just to look at health and safety and how Scotland can improve this record. So we were down in London at the House of Commons yesterday talking to the MPs about this. The MPs we spoke to yesterday were very understanding of the situation. The difficulty is at the moment is the Health and Safety Executive itself is under great pressure to make budgetary cuts, and at the moment they're looking at a system of so-called cost recovery, which essentially could mean that farmers have to pay fees if HSE are called out for whatever reason.
And those projected fees could be £133 an hour for an inspector and £750 for a visit involving a follow-up letter recommending action. We'll have more on that next week. And finally, don't forget the two ploughing matches this weekend at Fern and Forres. If you fancy a day out on Saturday, why not get along and watch our ploughmen in action? Both will be well signposted on the A9 and A96 respectively. But whatever you do, have a good one this weekend, and I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.